All right, hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3 WEAR, running a little over right there because there's so many things going on this weekend, which we've been talking about as well. Dixon Dub tonight at the Hilton of Pensacola Beach to benefit the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. You got, of course, Crawfish Fest going on at Seville Square and Fountain Park tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. You've got the Mullet Toss coming up tomorrow. You've got Bands on the Blackwater tonight. You've got Hogfest tomorrow. I mean, just so many things. My word. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Although we have a million different things going on in the area right now, traffic's looking good for this Friday afternoon with I-10 and I-110 showing it no major slowdowns. Also, nothing to slow you down getting onto Pensacola Beach. That's going to be 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge running smoothly into Gulf Breeze. We do have some just typical afternoon traffic that's going to be on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10. We are looking good on 29 north and southbound direction throughout Pensacola. See something else on the roads? Make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. That's a traffic line number. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. On Fridays, we like to hit our jobs report. So I'll give you a little bit of jobs, a little bit of a Florida legislative update. But first, top three stories. Three servicemen have passed away and yet another military helicopter crashed. These are two Apaches that collided mid-air, apparently, killing three servicemen up near Alaska area. So terrible tragedy right there. Then former Vice President Mike Pence testified before the grand jury investigating the January 6th attacks. And the White House is insisting that President Biden's reporter cheat sheet is, quote, entirely normal. Maybe some aspects of it where you got a seating chart with the names of the different reporters, that would be normal. Yeah. But having the questions that a specific reporters will ask and only asking those reporters the questions, or, you know, asking them to give the question when you already know the question, that's not normal. I mean, I guess it is a little bit normal for somebody with dementia, but I'm talking about normal for presidencies. It's not normal for presidencies. Those are your top three stories. Jobs report here. Looking pretty good again for about the third week in a row. We've had a drop in the new filings for unemployment, about 3,500 fewer new filings this week compared to the previous week. Here in Florida, we had about 650 fewer new filings. When it comes to continued unemployment, that has dropped 22,000. So 22,000 people have come off the unemployment rolls compared to the previous week. So now we're down to 1.76 million Americans who are unemployment. Well, that long ago, we were at 1.9, almost 2 million Americans. So that's definitely coming down. Here in Florida, we had a drop of about 2,400 people off our continued unemployment rolls. Now, when it comes to the economy in general, yesterday we did mention that the GDP report came out and it slowed down just a little bit. Still did go up, but it did slow down. Unfortunately, today, the Bureau of Economic Analysis Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, a top inflation marker, rose again in March. So it rose in February, rose again in March. So unfortunately, we're seeing inflation still just kicking us in the butt. So that is your jobs report for you. When it comes to your Florida legislative update, legislature has passed revenue changes to help cover court clerks' funding shortfall. So there's 67 clerk offices. They're going to share $24.1 million per year. Then the Hunting and Fishing Constitutional Amendment is headed to the ballot. It has to earn 60% of the vote on the ballot for it to happen. But what this will do is it would, where did it go? Yeah, so they said there are states that are outlawing fishing and hunting. Florida will not be one of those. This bill would basically make hunting and fishing just always stay legal. It'll be in our Constitution that it will always remain legal. So that's going to the ballot. But like I said, 60% still have to vote yes on that. Visit Florida is spared. It's going to be getting funding of $80 million. So the whole drama about, will Visit Florida take money out of local counties and things? No, they're getting their funding, $80 million for Visit Florida. You know, I'm sure this will come up again next year, though. We'll have to see what happens with that. Then let's see here. The illegal immigration crackdown has passed the Senate. Now it moves on to the House. This is the one that would, one of the more controversial parts of this bill is that if hospitals take, you go to the hospital, hospitals will be required to ask you what your immigration status is. And of course you can lie, but pretty soon there's going to be e-verify issues and things like that. Then the hemp bill has passed the Senate with no THC caps. And it looks like it will probably pass the House as well. And as long as the governor signs it, it'll become law. So this is pertaining to hemp, not marijuana. And part of the thing was, is they want to regulate it in that you got to be at least 21 years old to buy it. This is talking about products like Delta 8, Delta 9, and things like that, and other hemp edibles. But they decided to not have a THC cap on it. So that's kind of interesting. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we've got Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns, as well as 29 in both the north and southbound direction. Nothing to slow you down if you are headed into Gulf Breeze on the 3-mile bridge. Those slowdowns have cleared up, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. And again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom for Top Trending News. Let's hit it.
Now it's time for your Top Trending News.
Bobby, U.S. regulators will take over First Republic Bank. Reuters reports the FDIC will place the troubled bank under receivership imminently. Authorities are investigating a mid-air collision of Army helicopters that killed three and injured one. The collision between the two Apache helicopters happened yesterday afternoon about 100 miles south of the soldiers' home base of Fort Wainwright, Alaska. The U.S. issuing new sanctions against Russia and Iran for wrongfully detaining Americans. This after the most recent detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich in Moscow. And a Supreme Court justice believes he knows who leaked the bombshell abortion draft ruling. Last year, Politico published a leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion on a case that eventually led to Roe v. Wade being overturned. And months later, the Supreme Court said an internal investigation could not ID the leaker. Bobby?
So now there's one of the justices that says that they know
Samuel
who it is.
Alito says he has a pretty good idea of who it was.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I know the internal investigation, like you just said, they weren't able to come up with anybody. So
couldn't or didn't want to divulge.
Maybe that's it. Maybe didn't want to reveal. Yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Got your daily dad joke and interesting new treatment that's being studied to deal with migraines. That's next. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 2 minutes, got your Fox News update and your sports hit after that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
Why did God create Adam before Eve? Because he didn't want any advice on how to do it. That's so bad. But it made me laugh. So, All right. The Yale School of Medicine is doing a little bit of research and trying to deal with migraines. So many people I know deal with migraines, and it's just, I don't know how they do it. I barely even get a headache every now and then, just like once every couple of years, much less migraines. I don't know how you do it. Well, their solution, hallucinogenic mushrooms. That's right, magic mushrooms they're finding can actually reduce the intensity and just reduce the frequency of migraines. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Busy, busy weekend here. We got the Crawfish Festival going on right now, and that'll be going on through Sunday at Seville Square and Fountain Park. By the way, the Crawfish Eating Contest has prizes from PSC, Pinch a Penny Pool and Patio and Spa, and Smart Smiles. So that's going on right now through Sunday. Then we've got Hogfest presented by Northeast Sertoma coming up tomorrow at Harley-Davidson. This benefits every child, a reader, Escambia, and Pathways for Change. Tonight, you've got the Dixon Dub going to benefit the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. This is a lip-syncing battle at the Hilton at Pensacola Beach. And that's going on tonight as well. And then we got the Mullet Toss. We got the Tall Ships. We've got the bands at the Blackwater. There's just so many things going on. It's crazy. Hey, attention homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house, well, in this market, you need a professional. Somebody that you trust, somebody who understands how to get you the best price. And in my opinion, somebody who's got great customer service skills. That would be Christina Leavenworth and her team over at Levin Rinke Realty. She's the agent I trust. I've seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. She and her team are the real estate agents that will protect your equity and protect your family's future. I've seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. She does more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home to get you the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your house in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny and sell it anyway. Ask your agent if they'll do that. Christina can make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings, generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, she has a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. So you got nothing to lose to find out what Christina can do for you. Just give her a call now at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. And you can also text her. Tell her it's okay. Bobby said it's okay. Got a text here. Hey, Bobby, don't forget the U.S. Marine Corps car show Saturday. Starts at 8 a.m. at Five Flags Speedway. Love cool cars. Yep, there's got that too. There's just so many things going on. So many things going on this weekend. It's like, it kind of feels like the start of summer, even though we've got like another 4 weeks. But like this weekend feels like, doesn't it feel like the start of summer? Yeah, Gracie, you think the same thing?
Yeah, and I feel like once May gets here, like just next week, it's just going to go nuts every weekend. I feel like there's something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's definitely what it feels like. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, with a lot going on this weekend, we're still looking good on our roads with I-10 and I-110 causing no major slowdowns and 29 north and southbound lanes checking in clear. We are going to see some typical afternoon traffic that's going to be on Pine Forest in both in the northbound direction. Expect some slowdowns in between 9 Mile and I-10 and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Looking good. See something else on the roads? Just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So we got your sports hit coming up here in just a minute. First, your top three stories. Three servicemen have passed away and yet another military helicopter crash accident. Two Apaches collided midair. Former Vice President Mike Pence has testified before the grand jury investigating the January 6th attack, and the White House is insisting that the Biden reporter cheat sheet is entirely normal. No, it isn't. But okay, that's their excuse and they're sticking with it. All right, that's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, your sports hit here is NBA playoffs tonight. 7 o'clock on ESPN, Kings taking on the Golden State Warriors. And then ESPN, the late game at 9:30, Memphis Grizzlies taking on the Lakers. The Warriors lead their series against the Kings. Lakers lead the series against the Memphis Grizzlies. NHL hockey playoffs begins at 6 on TBS with the Carolina Hurricanes playing the Islanders. Then at 6:30 on TNT is Boston against Florida. At 8:30, back over on TBS, Dallas against Minnesota. At 9 o'clock on TNT, Colorado against Seattle. And basically all of these games are, there's a team that has a 3-2 lead. And so if the team that has three wins each one of these games, then we'll advance all of these games, both the NBA and the NHL hockey playoffs. Major League Baseball, we got a couple of games that have been postponed. The Orioles against the Tigers and the Pirates against the Washington Nationals has been postponed. Major League Baseball Network has the first game. Minnesota Twins are playing the Royals. The Twins lead 3-1 at the top of the third inning. ESPN Plus has the Miami Marlins. The game just started. Well, it's the bottom of the first right now. Still scoreless between the Marlins and the Cubs. Atlanta Braves, who are 17-9, are playing the Mets later tonight. The Tampa Bay Rays, who are 21-5, are playing the White Sox. Apple TV Plus has the Phillies against the Houston Astros at 7:10. And at 9:10, it has the Cardinals against the Dodgers on Apple TV Plus. Then when it comes to sports news, Kevin Durant has become the third player to get a lifetime contract from Nike. Then that would be the third player after Michael Jordan and LeBron James, by the way. Cavaliers president says that Bickerstaff is still their head coach, even though they got bounced in the first round of the NBA playoffs. And Germany and Qatar are going to host the upcoming FIBA World Cups. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. This week in science, we might finally know why bugs are attracted to light bulbs. Basically, they're just dumb, and they think any bright light is the direction of the sky, and so they head that way, and oh boy. A study this week found that people who take a ton of selfies may actually not be that vain. Selfies are just more likely a way for us to think, what a great experience, than what a great shot. And somehow we instinctively know that, and that's why we love taking them. Some people are just vain, though, but others are just taking it because this is a good experience and they want to remember it with the experience, you know, with the photo. So, Gracie, you're laughing. Why are you laughing at this?
I think it's just funny that that's like, this week in science, you're not vain if you're taking a selfie.
They did
a
major study.
Yeah, I'm a selfie taker, so I'm happy to hear that I'm not just obsessed with myself.
Also, does going to happy hour with coworkers help you climb the ladder and get promoted? A study in Japan said no, it does not. That doesn't really help. In space news, the first privately funded moon lander crashed. This is the one from Japan we talked about earlier, but it got a great photo of Earth rise before it crashed. This is, of course, when you see the Earth rising from the moon's perspective. And astronomers released the first image of a black hole's jet spewing out material. And a poll finally found that we think that humans will be on Mars by 2040. 56% said yes. That's up 7% compared to where it was last year. That is This Week in Science. Coming up here next, we've got a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And then we've got the top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. That's all coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Like a stone, and I fell heavy into your arms.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Well, Bobby, the U.S. may have longer until it reaches the debt ceiling. A new report released by Goldman Sachs and Oxford Economics says a sudden acceleration in tax inflows has reduced the likelihood the Treasury Department could default on the nation's debt as soon as June. Pancreatic cancer has been determined as the cause of death of television talk show host Jerry Springer. The longtime TV personality never shared his condition publicly. Died yesterday at the age of 79. And a court filing shows that a roommate who survived in the deadly University of Idaho stabbing will speak with Brian Koberger's legal team. Bethany Funke returned to her hometown of Reno, Nevada after the November killings and initially resisted defense attorney's efforts to get her to testify in a preliminary hearing. She then agreed to meet with Koberger's attorneys in Reno. Bobby, I'm trying to wrap my head around this and just put myself in her shoes. And just the idea that you would survive something so horrific, so graphic, involving your friends, and the defense attorneys come to you and saying, hey, will you talk to us? It would be very hard for me to just be like, you guys can go, you know, where. But that was her initial response, but now she's going to talk to him.
Yeah, that's, you know, when it comes to, there's a lot of new nuances changing in general with, I would say legal processes. We've been seeing that happening a lot as well. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's, we got to get traffic on the Pfizer with Gracie Wolf real quick. Gracie.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as Highway 90 in Milton and Pace. Also, Avalon Boulevard is looking good in both the north and southbound direction all throughout Garson Point. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Coming up here at the beginning of next hour, after our WEAR news update, President Biden, or at least his administration, looking to do something pertaining to the border. I'll tell you what that is after our WEAR news update. Top stories on FoxNews.com. Anheuser-Busch goes a surprising route to deal with the Dylan Mulvaney fallout that has cost the company. What are they doing? They've hired a bunch of ex-Republican aides to be lobbyists for the company. Ex-Republican aides, and particularly Republican aides who worked for the more conservative type of Republicans. So, okay, I mean, they're going to be lobbying for them? All right. And then also, apparently, they're planning on ramping up Bud Light's spending, like their advertising campaign for them. So, okay, dokie. Let's see here. Then we've talked about some of these other top stories on FoxNews.com. Supreme Court Justice says that he's got a pretty good idea who leaked the landmark abortion draft. Of course, he didn't share his idea of who that might be. And then a judge has stopped the enforcement of a gun law that would ban assault weapons in Illinois. And then here's another one that's interesting. The feds are preparing to take over an embattled bank after rescue efforts failed. This is First Republic Bank. It's set to be taken over by the FDIC. They have given them plenty of, in their words, they've given them plenty of time to pursue private sector rescue. It hasn't happened, so the FDIC is going to take over First Republic Bank. And I don't know where they're located at or anything like that, but that's according to Reuters. That's top stories on FoxNews.com. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
The sweet potato. I love sweet potatoes. It's one of the most valuable crops in the world. It provides more nutrients per farmed acre than any other staple. And so valuable. James Cameron was hired to write a Spider-Man script in the early 1990s. And if it had been made, Leonardo DiCaprio would have been Spider-Man. And Arnold Schwarzenegger would have been Dr. Octopus. Well, that would have been interesting. I think I would have been interested in that. Seeing Leonardo DiCaprio as Spider-Man, I could see him doing that. Playing the kind of the geeky guy, but then also being the superhero guy. Yeah. If you pinch your nose while eating a jelly bean so that you can't smell the flavor, you can't smell it, you won't be able to identify the flavor. The smell is that important to figuring out the taste of jelly beans. And it's probably that way with a lot of stuff, to be honest. Don't you think?
I wonder if that works with the Bean Boozled ones, though. Because those ones are crazy.
I will say, when I've played Bean Boozled with people, those are the ones, by the way, if you're not familiar with Bean Boozled, it's the jelly beans, but mixed in there, it has like vomit, and it has like boogers, and it has just horrible, horrible ones. And I've played with people, and they've closed their nose while they've tried to eat it. And like when it gets bad, like when they get a bad one, they're like, oh no, and they immediately close their nose, and it still doesn't, like, maybe it's just too late at that point, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's too late at that point. You already tasted it. So Kate Winslet keeps her Oscar in the bathroom so her guests can make fake acceptance speeches in the mirror without being embarrassed. That's funny. I actually got a little respect for Kate Winslet there. Sodium citrate is the chemical that makes nacho cheese smooth. It's made out of four elements: sodium, carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. The chemicals spell out NaCHO. No way. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.